Many of us have heard this hadith. It's like everywhere. It's on the streets. You find like conferences called like, you know, half your deen, and you know, it's like a kind of like a bumper sticker. You know, it's out there. And sometimes that can be harmful for people who couldn't get married. Or maybe that, you know, they just haven't been able to find the right person. Or maybe they're divorced. So this hadith, and here's where, you know, I've added notes to the book. I think that will ultimately be important once I edit it after like 12 years. Is that while a famous phrase, this hadith is not authentically reported on behalf of the Prophet ﷺ. It's not a statement of the Prophet ﷺ. You have to be very careful what you hear, man. Just because it's on a meme doesn't mean it's from deen. That's an axiom. Memorize it, right? Just because it's on a meme doesn't mean what? It's from deen. Yeah, you keep that in your head. Just trust me. So while famous, Imam Ibn Hajar, he wrote a famous book called Famous Things That the Prophet Didn't Say That Everybody Says. Especially on the minbar and the Friday prayers, because usually the minbar, the person giving the Friday sermon or someone that's like, you know, trying to be like evocative, you know, like we say, wa'id al-qasasi, you know, like storytellers, you know, like they want to get you pumped up. Sometimes those people aren't trained necessarily in examining narrations, but in law, you have to be very, very careful when you want to make a point. And we'll go through this. So, the Prophet, he did not say marriage is half your religion. There are a few narrations attributed to him, but they are weak because there's only one chain. There's only one chain back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where this sort of, I think, also took on new life is Sheikh Al-Albani, Allah yarhamu, the great scholar of hadith. In his book about marriage, he said this hadith is something called, you want to write this down, Hasan li ghayrihi. Hasan li ghayrihi means a hadith that's weak, but it has so many narrations that when they're all brought together, they like strengthen one another. So it goes from being weak to being what? Hasan, if you speak Arabic, bisabab ghayrihi, because of something else, because of all those narrations brought together. But this is important. You know, if you're doing a halaqah, or maybe you meet someone who's really down, like, I feel so bad, like marriage is, I think the first week, right, the sister rose her hand, she raised her hand, she was like, am I supposed to feel bad because I'm not married? Because like marriage is half your deen, right? So she made me, when she said that, I was like, let me go and do research. But there's only one narration of this hadith, and I had someone say named Yazid al-Ruqayshi. Yazid al-Ruqayshi is matruk. He's abandoned by the scholars of hadith. And Sheikh al-Albani, may Allah have mercy upon him, his understanding, he thought, oh, there must be other texts that support it. So it's not weak, but it's attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, and I don't want to get too technical for you, but if we examine and we chain and we trace kind of and investigate this statement, it's actually made by one of the early scholars, Tawus. Tawus is from the Salaf. And so he said it, like, marriage is half your deen, and then it just started, you know, like snowballing. And after a while, people were like, oh, qala Rasulullah. So in conclusion, the hadith is not authentically established due to the weakness of the single chain that exists.